One thing I noticed was the distinct lack of information or consideration of Colorado CARE's effort at universal health care in the state, or Senator Bernie Sanders' idea of federal universal health care. Why was that not addressed in the series?
Well, to be blunt, because it's not going to happen. Even though we know that healthcare costs are high here and that individual insurance policies under the Affordable Care Act are particularly expensive here, there's still a lot of misunderstanding about why that's the case. All of the publicity about Obamacare premiums being so high, I really think has distracted people from understanding that it's not insurance costs and not the Affordable Care Act that are driving the expense. It's the cost of care. And the series set out to explain why healthcare costs more here. It's really important for people to understand that only about 14% of Coloradans are covered by these individual plans that are purchased through the exchange that are so super expensive here. Most of us are covered through Medicare or through employer-provided health insurance. And, you know, those costs have been going up for 30 years.
There are several reasons that you mentioned why costs are so high. And at the end, William Scanlon, who wrote the series, took a look at some ideas for reducing those, like discounts for local residents, doctor incentives, a focus on prevention, getting people to stop going to the emergency room for minor complaints. How do you see this shaking out, especially if more carriers pull out of Colorado?
And again, when you talk about carriers pulling out of Colorado, you're talking about the individual market, which doesn't really affect most of us. Most of us are able to get insurance through our employers. Our president said, who knew healthcare could be so complicated? This is one of the densest, most opaque issues that touch our daily lives, and people get angry about it, and justifiably so. I think that, you know, we need some kind of whole new solution, and universal health care in this political environment, it is clearly not going to happen. But I think that, you know, perhaps the Republicans' inability to come to an alternative that they could agree on at some point will lead us to a broader discussion. You know, a question I have about health care is why it is the employer's job. And this does then circle back to an argument for a single-payer plan. We have defaulted into this system where our employer provides insurance. If you're fortunate enough to work for a large employer or for a generous smaller employer, the result of that is that, you know, our employers are agents for the insurance company in some ways and negotiates with the insurance company what our premiums are. So when we go to the doctor, when we go to the hospital, we don't know the price that we're paying for things. And I don't know of anything else in a supposed free enterprise system where I go shop or where I need a service where I have no idea what it's going to cost. Right. That's ridiculous. That's one thing. If we can create a system with some transparency where people understand what the total cost is and what their share is going to be up front, where they might make some good decisions. The other, obviously, tricky part of healthcare is that you can't turn people away from the emergency room. So there will always be people who don't carry insurance and wait until they're in a crisis and go to an emergency room and probably don't have the means to pay for it. That and, you know, pre-existing conditions, which I had cancer, so I have a pre-existing condition, are things that any healthcare plan has to take into account, you know, and I read these conservative columnists and politicians who say, why should I pay for maternity care? Why should I pay for prenatal tests? Why should I pay for somebody's cancer? Well, because it's unaffordable otherwise.
William Scanlon also mentioned values more than once in his articles, values like equalization and how the Colorado Insurance Commission and others have had a hard time making adjustments because some of those adjustments would raise costs for others, even though costs for resort counties might lower. And to me, it seems like we're so worried about raising the costs a little for the rest of the state in order to bring resort costs down a little, like that will be so unfair. But I mean, it's currently unfair for resort counties. Is it fair to make things more equal for all, or is that too socialistic? I mean, the sentence that made sense to me was, if you want our water, want to ski on our slopes, soak in our hot springs, hike our trails, how about sharing the cost of health care?
Isn't that the principle of insurance, that you know, you create a pool and it's a shared expense so that when you need it, it's there for everybody? I don't think that's socialist. I think that that's insurance, and insurance companies have very smart people who are able to figure out how to make that work. Now, from the conservative side, you can argue when the government gets involved in that, it gets distorted. Therein lies part of the complexity.
Wrapping up here, do you think, Randy Essex, we have reached the peak of our healthcare system?
The peak, what do you mean?
Sort of the apex of our healthcare system, that there's really nothing more we can do except for maybe some extreme reform?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think that we have been at a breaking point for, you know, 10 years. If you look at the escalation of healthcare costs, and healthcare was cheap and it was absorbed by employers and insurance companies cut deals with hospitals, and then there was the Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements that hospitals get and so forth. There was all this money moving that the consumer never had to worry about. And I think it was 20 years ago that our insurance costs through employers started to go up, and even those are pretty burdensome in some places. And employers have done things like, you know, if your spouse is eligible for insurance, if you want to be on our insurance, you have to pay a premium for it. So they make families buy separate insurance policies, which I think makes it all the more complicated. I mean, clearly, you know, medical bankruptcies that ruin families, that cast people out of their homes, the system is absolutely at a tipping point, at a breaking point. That's why we had Obamacare. I mean, there's misinformation that Obamacare has caused the situation with healthcare costs. The exact opposite is true. The situation with healthcare costs led to Obamacare, which was an attempt to create a solution, and it was stonewalled. You know, half of our political system wanted it to die, so there was no effort to make it work. Now, it seems like nobody can arrive at a solution.
Well, Randy Essex, publisher and editor of the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent, thanks very much.
Glad to talk.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.